it back? What were they up to? What was their real purpose?
Reasonably, Chandra Gokhale pointed out,
"The attack appears to have been sustained by exceptional ferocity till you yourself appeared on the battlements. Only then did they run."
The Shadar captain volunteered, "Several survivors and witnesses report that the bandits argued amongst themselves about your presence, Protector. It seems they expected you to be away from the palace. Evidently, the attack would not have been undertaken had they known you were here." One of my touches of misdirection. I hoped it did some good.
"That makes no sense! Where would they get that idea?"
She did not expect an answer, and did not wait for one. "Have you identified any of the burned bodies?"
"Only three, Protector. Most are barely recognizable as human."
The Radisha asked,
"Chandra, how bad was the physical damage? Do you have an assessment yet?"
"Yes, Radisha. It was bad. Extremely bad. The wall appears to have suffered some structural damage. The full extent is being determined right now. It's certain to be a weak point for a while. You might consider putting up a wooden curtain wall in front of what is going to become a construction area. And think hard about bringing in troops."
"Troops?" the Protector demanded. "Why troops?" Her voice, long neutral, became suspicious. When you have no friends at all, paranoia is an even more natural outlook than it is for brothers of the Black Company.
"Because the palace is too big to defend with the people you have here now. Even if you arm the household staff, an enemy doesn't need to use any of the regular entrances. He could climb the outside wall, where no one is watching an attack from inside."
The Radisha said, "If he tried that, he'd need maps to get around. I've never seen anyone but Smoke, who was our court wizard a long time ago, who could get around this place without one. You have to have an instinct." The Inspector General observed,
"If the attack was undertaken by elements descended from the Black Company, and the employment of fireball weapons would suggest some connection, even though we know that the company was exterminated by the Protector, then they may have access to hallway maps created when the Liberator and his staff were quartered here."
The Radisha insisted,
"You can't chart this place. I know, I've tried."
"Thank Goblin and One Eye for that, Princess. Long, long ago, the captain had those two old men scatter confusion spells liberally everywhere. There were things he had not wanted the Radisha to find, things that remained hidden still. Among them, those ancient volumes of the annals that supposedly explain the company's secret beginnings, but which have been a complete disappointment so far. Meen Subradil knows how to get to them. Whenever she gets the chance, Meen Subradil tears out a few pages and smuggles them out to me. Then I sneak them into the library, and when no one is watching, I translate them a few words at a time, looking for that one phrase that will show us how to open the way for the captured. Sawa cleaned brass and silver. Meen Subradil cleaned floor and furniture. The Privy Council and their associates came and went. The level of panic declined as no new attacks developed. Too bad we did not have the number.